To another exciting episode of the Click Nation's Comic Book Chronicles. I'm your host, Tim D-O-double-G. And I'm joined by my co-host, at Agent underscore 70 on Twitter.
What's up? I will get my Google Toolbox up in a heartbeat.
Yes. But, it's just the two of us tonight. It was a very special episode, episode 49, before the big 5-0 later this week.
5-0. Can't believe we made it this far. That's so awesome.
Yep. I need to go look back and see when the first episode actually was, at least the format of doing the weekly Google Plus shows,
video shows. Right.
But we figured with the year coming to an end, now would be a good time to start compiling a best of list. So basically this episode will be us giving out different categories and different candidates that of books and creators we think fit in each category. And we'll volley back and forth and discuss amongst ourselves. And then we'll put up polls on the website for people to vote on. And we'll start trimming the list down till we get to winners.
There you go.
But first, make sure to go to the website, theclicknation.com, where you can watch previous episodes of the Comic Book Chronicles and read comic book reviews. Make sure to follow the Twitter account, at theclicknation. And, of course, my personal Twitter account, at timdogg98. And like I said earlier, Agent 70 is at agent underscore 70. Like our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/theclicknation. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/theclicknation. Put us in your circles on Google Plus. Just search for The Click Nation and join the community, The Click Nation community. We're on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And if you ever have any feedback you want to have read on a future show, send that on over to theclicknation@gmail.com. All right. So let's get to the first category we're going to talk about. And that's going to be Best New Series of 2013.
Yeah, that's I had some trouble with this one, trying to think of what I've read this year that's brand new that I'm really enjoying. So you want to kick this one off?
Yeah, I can go over my list. So basically, instead of just picking one, I just have like maybe four plus in each category. Like I said, we'll just talk about them during the show and break them down. But for my list, I came up with three. First one is Superior Spider-Man by Dan Slott and various artists. Second is Quantum and Woody from Valiant Comics. That's nice. By, I forget, the James Asmus. And he's had two different artists so far. And Brain Boy by Fred Van Lint from Dark Horse Comics.
Nice. That's a good list.
Thank you.
I like that. That's a good list. I wanted to throw in, Comixology is doing their 12 days of free comic books for Christmas. And one of the free comic books that I read, I downloaded and read, was Lazarus number one. And that's a new book from 2013. And I liked issue number one. And I think that should be in the running for best new series because, you know, that the hook got me. It got me, you know, with that first issue. And I was pleasantly surprised by it. It was a nice giveaway by Comixology, and, you know, I'm going to be looking into the rest of the series.
Okay. Yeah, and I also read the first issue. I read it a couple months after the book debuted, and I really liked it, but I just haven't found the time to try to get caught up with it. I'm glad you brought that up because that's one of those books I do need to actually start trying to read more often.
Absolutely, absolutely. Our time is valuable. We just need to, pick the right books so that we're reading the best that we can.
And let's see, just quick things over the books I mentioned. Superior Spider-Man, I've just been enjoying the Otto Octavius.
Spidey Ock.
Yeah, Spidey Ock. That's been going on. It just, I've said in almost all of my reviews, but it seems like Dan Slott just keeps raising the bar as far as drama goes with each consecutive issue, and there's just more threats, more villains keep appearing, the status quo keeps changing, whether it's Peter Parker's ghost being in the opening of the series to him finally being vanquished from the body to Doc Ock getting his own Spider Island and his own henchmen to founding Parker Industries.
Right, and the new relationship with Anna Maria, I forget her last name, but you know, a new relationship.
Yep.
So I've been hate reading / loving reading Superior Spider-Man because I want to see what happens. For fans of the show and if you've been listening and watching faithfully since Superior Spider-Man has been since we've been talking about Superior Spider-Man, I am loving it when Ock gets his comeuppance, and I see that Slott is throwing a lot more obstacles in Ock's path lately, and I'm really enjoying that. At the same time, you have to respect that he's in terms of the story structure, he's built such a great story around Ock becoming, or at least attempting to become, a hero. And you have to give Slott all sorts of props for pulling this off and keeping us coming back twice a month. He's still keeping up with this crazy twice a month schedule, and we're all still reading this and keeping up with the exploits of the bi-weekly exploits of Spider Ock. So kudos to him, and that's definitely a strong contender for best series of 2013.
Okay.
Or new series of 2013.
Yes, new series.
Okay.
And Quantum and Woody is, of course, a new book from Valiant Comics. It's an already established team from, I think it's like the 90s.
Yes.
That they're bringing back with the new twist. It's a Caucasian and African-American brother duo. One's adopted, Woody, the Caucasian. Mm-hmm. And Quantum and Woody are in, their father's killed, and they go to sort of investigate what happens, and they go to their dad's lab, and there's an explosion, and during the explosion they get bombarded with energy, and they get these powers that are sort of tight. and their powers are sort of bonded to them by these quantum bands that each of them have on their wrists, and then they have to clang their wrists together at least once every 24 hours, or else the energy particles that are in their body start to break down their body, and basically end up killing them. So it's about their crazy hygiene.
That's right. And it's definitely a well-written book.
Yep. And it's still pretty early. I think they're on issue like 5.
Yeah, I was going to say they're definitely within that, like 4-6 area. So yeah, there's definitely 5 issues out right now. That's cool.
Yep. And last was Brain Boy from Dark Horse Comics. Fred Van Lent's the art or the writer on it. And again, this is another established hero from many decades ago.
Yeah, I was going to say long ago established. He's definitely left the public eye. You know, Quantum and Woody's only from the early 90s. We're talking a long time ago for Brain Boy.
Mm-hmm. And this is on the superhero side of Dark Horse Comics. They're trying to build that up now with Brain Boy and Captain Midnight, and I guess even Catalyst Comics is in that genre. But it's also a sort of a fun, light-hearted book with jokes and action taking place in it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've enjoyed. I believe the last issue of the 3 issues that have come out so far, but I read the 0 issue and that was pretty interesting.
Yep. So you mentioned one of yours earlier. You have
Lazarus?
Yeah, Lazarus.
No, you've basically hit on the ones that I would have recommended for best of, because some of the lists that I found online mentioned some books that I had trouble, that I didn't have much interest in kind of continuing. I'll throw out The Wake by Scott Snyder and I forget the artist's name. East of West with Hickman and Nick Dragata. That's another one that's out there for people to vote on. So, you know, those are some of the new series that are in the running for best new series of 2013.
You also had, unless I'm looking incorrectly, don't you have? Oh, I'm looking at the next category. I'm sorry.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah, I was getting the categories mixed up. Okay.
You're jumping to the next one.
So speaking of the next category, this will be the best writer, artist, or best creative team of 2013. I'll let you kick it off.
Right. Well, I'm definitely not nearly as prepared as Tim D-O-double-G. My nomination for best writer-artist combo is Jason Aaron and Esad Ribic for their work on the Thor God Bomb and that whole story, which, you know, like I was saying before, if you've been following the Comic Book Chronicles, while the storyline's been going on, we have had effusive. We've lauded the story, and it just got better and better. You know, it may have started off slow, but it just built to this great crescendo, and it even got some of the panel members of CBC who may not even be Thor fans, like Tim, really into it. So that's, you know, that says a lot.
Yep. And that, I believe there, it made my list also.
Awesome, awesome. So what's on your list?
Let me pull my list up.
Oh, you know what? Let me throw in Aja and Matt Fraction on Hawkeye. Well, how can I forget them?
Okay. Definitely, definitely.
You know, they are worthy contenders on that list.
So I have a couple here. I have Dan Slott and Ryan Stegman from Superior Spider-Man.
Okay, nice.
From the Marvel Infinity crew of Jonathan Hickman, Jerome Pena, and Dustin Weaver.
Right, and Thorne Chung too.
Yeah. Chung too. I have Jason Aaron and Esad Ribic. And from Marvel was Brian Bendis and Stuart Immonen from.
Oh, for All New X-Men.
All New X-Men.
Yes.
And on the DC side, I have Geoff Johns and Paul Pelletier. Hopefully that's how you say it.
Pelletier
from Aquaman.
Yes, I agree with that. That's a good nomination.
Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo from Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Lemire and Andrea Sorrentino from Green Arrow.
Okay. And that's a good, more obscure, not obscure, but, you know, more, you know, less mainstream. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and that's actually my list right there.
Nice.
So a lot for people to choose for and vote for on the website later this week.
There you go. Okay. All righty. What do we have next? Best publisher.
Yes.
Ooh, interesting, interesting. Do you want to do? You want to throw it out in our order, in your own personal order?
I haven't made it an order yet.
Oh, okay. So let's just throw them out.
Yeah, I just basically named the sort of big publishers: Marvel, DC, Image, Dark Horse. Dynamite, IDW, mm-hmm. Valiant. Get you can throw Monkey Brain Comics in there as well.
Sure.
Did you have a favorite already?
I have a favorite and a number two or a 1A. You know, my favorite, you know, even though I definitely have some issues with some of the storylines that are brewing and that are going on right now, Marvel is still number one, but Image has definitely bypassed DC. You know, DC, I think, has kind of lost a lot of momentum from the New 52 launch. Mm-hmm. And there's only a couple of books that are really holding any kind of water for the, you know, for their company right now. I think Image has completely bypassed them in terms of, you know, being a strong publisher. So I think Marvel is one and Image is 1A or very close to.
Yeah, I think if I was doing like a top three, the battle for third would be the sort of the most interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, it would probably be between Valiant and Dark Horse.
Oh, okay. You would put DC's number two? Or Image's number two? Wow.
He might not be in there.
Wait, there he is. There's the drama. Bum, bum, bum. I got you. Nice. Very nice.
I'm putting a lot of blame on DC for the whole Trinity War and Forever Evil.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I want to like it. I like Trinity War, but then once Forever Evil started, it's like this drag. That Forever Evil and the Villains Month dragged the whole company down a notch or two for me.
Gotcha. And for people who are already Marvel fans and who are trying to give DC a shot, you can't do that to them, you know?
Yes.
You know, it kind of hits you right where it shouldn't. And, we're similar in that respect. You know, we're Marvel fans and we're always willing to give DC a shot. And we have our own favorite DC characters. But if we can't even read some of our favorite characters, it's very hard to keep up with DC. It is. So, all right. That'll be an interesting poll to vote on. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. All right. So our next category is surprise hit of 2013. What do you have on your list? I have one thing I wanted to nominate.
We find, okay. Yeah, well, this is a long, I've got a lot on mine.
No kidding. So let me throw in mine and see what you have to add on. I'm surprised, not, I shouldn't be surprised by it, but I was glad to see that Hellboy in Hell by Mike Mignola out of Dark Horse, garnering a lot of positive reviews and feedback and becoming not a surprise or sleeper hit for most people, but maybe for me. I wasn't 100% sure that Hellboy was still on the radar for a lot of people. And I'm glad that it's back, and I'm glad that it's doing well. So that qualifies it as a surprise hit for me.
Okay. Was there any more you want to
No, not there? Right now. I'll probably come up with more once you throw out the list.
Okay, let's see. From Marvel, I had Avengers Arena.
Oh, okay, nice.
And Superior Foes of Spider-Man.
Mm.
And from DC, I had Green Arrow, once the Lemire Sorrentino team took over. And also I have Batman Beyond 2.0 from Kyle Higgins.
Oh, okay.
The digital first, which I need to catch up on. I'm like four issues behind, I think.
Oh, no kidding. So what are they up to now? Because
I think they're up on eight or nine, I think.
Wow, 9 issues already?
Maybe not that many, maybe like 7.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
that means I have 7 issues to catch up on. So, you know, it's not that big of a difference.
I should have a digital first category.
Yeah, right? Well, I couldn't even vote on that because I'm such a newbie to digital first.
Yeah. Well, you got the tablet now, so you could.
Exactly.
And now, besides Batman Beyond, I'm not reading any digital first stuff either. But more, let's see. And then the rest of everything else is from Image.
Okay.
I have Five Weapons.
That was good.
Reality Check.
Yes, Reality Check.
Sex Criminals. Rocket Girl.
Okay.
And Ghosted.
All right. Good list.
Yeah, a lot to choose.
That'll be some good voting, right there.
Okay, the next category should be the best event / crossover from 2013.
All right.
And I see your list is basically like mine.
So my first nomination for best event crossover, and I even have a caveat in mind, was Infinity. Right up until the finale was so good. And then we get to the finale and all the toys get put back in the box the way Hickman found them. And it's just kind of a downer. But right up until that point, it was such a great crossover and event storyline. You want to throw out the next one?
Let's see. Well, I have Infinity also.
Mm-hmm.
And your second one was, put the tab back up, Death of the Family up until the end.
Yes, right up until the end. That was a great story right up until the end.
And I have three more to add to the list to be in consideration. I've got the Trinity War from DC.
Okay.
And also the Justice League Aquaman crossover Throne of Atlantis.
That actually
was pretty good. And since I'm an X-Men fan, I'm putting Battle of Atom on there. Even though that can fall in the same category. It was good in the beginning, up until the middle, and the end.
Exactly. And then we get to the end, and it's, whoa, what just happened?
Yep.
You know, all you fans out there, you know you've been following the Comic Chronicles and our weekly commentary on Battle of the Atom as the story progressed, just got harder and harder. You know, we just got harder and harder on the storyline as it progressed.
Yeah.
That is funny. All right. So I don't have anything for best storyline because it sort of matches my list for event crossover. But if you start throwing out storylines, I might come up with something.
So I call it best event / crossover, or something that sort of span. I guess it should have been more like crossover.
Yes.
So instead of taking an event out of there, an event could have fallen into storyline. So basically, storyline, I was thinking something that happens just in like one book, that like an arc.
Oh, basically. Okay. All right. So if you want to do that, if you want to keep storyline as like an arc, then what we can throw in there is like, actually, it's part of my next category, which we'll hold off on. But Captain America, Dimension Z.
Yeah, that was right there.
Thor, God Bomb. That whole, I don't even know what the overarching story is, but because I think God Bomb is like a sub story within the arc.
That was in on my list.
There you go. Let's see. You could throw in the secret origin of Tony Stark, as much as nobody liked that. Death in the Family, Batman Death in the Family.
One crossed over into multiple books.
Right.
Two more to add. I have basically the whole Avengers Arena, basically the Marvel World story.
Gotcha.
And I have City Fall from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes, which I have fallen off on. I definitely have to catch up on that. I do have to catch up. Is that still going on?
It ended last month, last month, and then the post City Fall issue comes out, I think, Wednesday.
Oh, okay. So
I saw a preview up on a website for the next issue, which takes place after.
I got to catch up then. Because where I left it, it was good, and I just happened to miss a couple of issues, and I have to go back and catch up on that. So, all right. Those are some good storylines. I'm going to think of some more insular storylines.
Just remember it doesn't have, it can't be like crossing over into other
right. Let me think. So I'm trying to trying to think.
If you're trying to think of any more.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just kind of thinking, running through some of the books that haven't, because
I just had to go back and look at all the books I have collected and try to think like what happened in them this year. That's what I did. That's what I spent my afternoon doing.
I mean, so many of the books that we read or were involved in, like the Infinity crossover, you know, because I'm a big Avengers fan. I'm trying to think of like Captain America, for example, maybe Hawkeye with, this whole storyline in Hawkeye. I can't even describe the arc that it's in. You know what we should do? Best single issue.
Okay.
Right.
Jot that down.
Right. Let's do best single issue, and I will nominate Pizza Dog as part of best single issue from Hawkeye.
Gotcha. Excuse me. I have to think about best single issue.
Well, we got a little bit of time. You know,
I can't think that off the top of my head. I'm going to go back and look at the list of everything I read.
Gotcha.
Try to think of the one.
Gotcha. That one. I definitely enjoyed Pizza Dog. I will throw in, which Infinity book was it? One of the, in the main Infinity Limited series, there was
best
one
theme for me would just be when Thor took down the
yes
builder. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. It was when they finally rose up and got their act together. I think that would be one of my best single issues, because I remember raving about that one book. I think that definitely was one of my clicks of the week recently. So throw that one in there. I think it's Infinity number, what was it, 5 issue or 6 issue? Limited
series. It was a 7 issue series, so it was like probably 5.
Yeah, it was probably 5. I wanted to say it was the next, like 2 before the end. I think it was 5. So that throw Infinity number 5 in there.
That and when Attilan fell.
Right. So I think that was 6.
When the Attilan thing was like 3 or 4. So
in the limited series, no, it was much later than that.
Yeah,
they set off the Terrigen bomb.
It was like in the middle point.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Now I'm gonna have to go back and check that out.
I can tell you in a second here.
Oh, okay.
But I might be able to tell you quickly. There's one with. Who's the name with the Black Bolt on the cover, screaming 3?
Oh, it was 3. Was that long ago? Wow.
Yeah, it was like in the midway point of a. If you call issue 3 the midway point of a.
A 7 issue.
Yeah. Or 6. Is it 6 or 7 issues?
See, now I'm confused. Now I'm gonna have to take a look.
I'm scrolling through the book. Yeah, he screams in 3 and it blows up at 4. Okay, it was a 6 issue series. So okay, that was the midway point.
There you go. So it was in 3. And I guess I'm thinking of issue 5 when all that stuff finally goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Okay. So where are we now on the list?
Okay, I think we're about to see.
Storyline. Oh, we're up to – I added a category. What about your added category?
I had Critters to watch in 2013.
What, 2014?
Yeah, for next year.
Okay.
I only have 2 so far. I need to give that more thought.
Who do you have?
For writer, I had Joshua Williamson, he writes Captain Midnight from Dark Horse and Ghosted from Image. And I have the artist on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles City Fall, which was Mateus Santoluco. Luco.
Okay.
But like I said, I need to add more to that.
Yeah, I need to look into this more. I definitely need to look into this. I'm not 100% sure what to tell you on this. You know, my first instinct is to see how Charles Soule or Soul plays in the Marvel Universe in the new She-Hulk, because I know he's definitely done some great work in DC, but to actually be able to bring his lawyer experience into the She-Hulk universe, I think that it bears watching for 2014.
Yeah, he's definitely one to look out for.
If you haven't been reading, you know, his DC stuff, and you're mostly a Marvel person, maybe She-Hulk will be the chance for you to you know, be exposed to his writing.
Yep.
All right. Okay. I threw out a category called comic/storyline that will take you more time to really appreciate. And my nominee for this is Captain America Dimension Z. Again, for the fans of the Comic Book Chronicles, I have gone up and down complaining about how long the storyline is, but I think it's definitely something that would be easier to digest as a collected edition. I think it's something that as Remender develops the book, I think we're going to be going back to Dimension Z more and more and seeing how what happened to Steve Rogers in that Zola dimension and how Jet Black plays into everything is going to affect him going forward. I think all that is going to help us appreciate Dimension Z a lot more than what we thought of it when we were reading it. So I think that's definitely a prime candidate for that category. Do you have any more, Tim?
The only one I can think of is the whole Thor Gore, the God Butcher, mm-hmm. God Bomb story in Thor, God of Thunder. I liked it every issue, reading it monthly, but I think like having the whole thing collected, people might really appreciate it more.
Right. And I see that that Aaron is actually going to be developing more of the future Thor stuff. So even
which
then, exactly. So even then, it's going to kind of harken back to some of the stuff in that Gore, the God Butcher stuff, and really give us more of an appreciation for what that for how that story was executed. I would actually throw out Saga into this because I think it's supposed to be such a hot book and it's supposed to be so good, and I just haven't been able to get into it. I think that it's going to take me more time to appreciate it, so I may have to stop and read that as a long, in a long form
mm-hmm.
before I can really appreciate it. So I'll throw Saga in there too.
I'd probably say East of West would probably be one because I'm not really appreciating it now because I don't know what the heck's going on in it, and I'm reading it monthly. But maybe if
you
I like
keeping up with it.
Yeah, but like I forget what happens in it. I still don't. I don't know what's going on. Maybe that's how like all the pretty deadly people feel.
Gotcha. Well, it is a form of Hickman mumbo jumbo.
Yes, that's another reason why I'm so confused. What is going on? I actually told myself I read issue 7 today,
right?
Which came out like a month ago, and I'm debating whether or not to stop just reading it all together. Like, why am I even trying to force myself to like it's not the art pretty. And it's like I can tell the story's about something, but
right,
it's probably just not for me.
Gotcha.
So I might just give it up.
Oh, I'll throw in another one. Mind MGMT by Matt Kent. It's a critically acclaimed book that I think I've tried to read once, and I didn't get it, and I may have to read it, force myself to read it, and maybe appreciate it later.
Yeah. But another book for me, which I actually read like the first volume of, which was only like the first like 4 issues, I guess, was Chew.
Oh yes, Chew.
Chew was great. I just need to actually give. I actually started reading it like maybe 3 months ago. I just jumped on it and read. I'm behind. I read whatever's coming out recently, and then my brother has the first volume, which I read in like 2. So I'm reading it in real time, but
okay,
I really want to go back and read it from the beginning.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, definitely. That's a good one. I've only read, I think, the first 2 issues, and for whatever reason, I just didn't keep up with it. But that's definitely something that I probably will read through, and it'll take me some time to appreciate it. Nice.
Okay.
Good additions. Oh, and you know what? Let me throw in a book, Young Avengers, for me. I've had a lot of trouble digesting this book, especially with the whole, the mother, magic spell thing. I think Young Avengers for me is also going to be something that's going to take me more time to appreciate because I know it's winding down. I think, is it the next issue or 2 more issues before they relaunch it?
Well, it's just going to end, supposedly.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess it could be like Wolverine and X-Men and start back over. But supposedly the creative team said they're done with it. They told the story. They said they told the story they wanted to tell. So if it start, right. if they relaunch it, it'll probably be a different
right.
team.
Right. So this particular storyline, this particular creative team is, I would say Young Avengers is something that's going to take me some more time to digest before I can really say yay or nay, up or down. So that's a good. See, we keep coming up with stuff.
I'm just going to add another category.
What do you got?
Like, what book are we looking forward to in 20? What new book are we looking forward to in 2013?
Oh, 2014. 2014. Okay.
So basically, it'd be stuff we know is like the all new Marvel Now stuff, or
right, like if that's DC's up through the March solicits. Yeah.
Yeah. Or even like stuff from other companies. You don't have to say it now. I'm just adding it to the list.
Okay.
To put on the website.
Gotcha. That's a good one. Let me see if there's any categories that I can come up with.
No need to force it.
Let's do best. We have to admit we definitely stick to the mainstream stuff for our books. Let's do best indie book that we've read. I would throw in Hip Hop Family Tree on this because that was published by Fantagraphics.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we should have a category that's best indie. And when I say indie, we really shouldn't include Image or Dark Horse or Dynamite, any of those major publishers. Well, maybe we can include Dynamite in that. But definitely not Image and not Dark Horse, because I think they're far too major now to be defined or to be classified as an indie publisher.
Okay, I was just reading Roddy Cat sent an email saying he wasn't going to be able to make it to the show, and he had some categories.
Oh, nice.
Well, he just had category. Which one do I want to say?
Yeah, see if there's anything you need that's good to add.
Well, he said surprise character of the year.
Oh, okay. Surprise character of the year. That could be. I wonder what he means by that. Like a surprise new character, or like a surprise characterization of a long-standing character. Like I would throw in Rogue in Uncanny Avengers, and how Remender is writing her. To me, that makes her a surprise character for me this year.
Yeah. 2013. I don't know if I can think of one right now.
Surprise character. That's a good one. Does he have anything else on his list?
Some of it was like sort of negative stuff, like worst event and stuff like that.
Oh, man.
I wanted to do the negative.
I wanted to do that.
Keeping it positive.
Gotcha. Anything else before we call it a show?
That can be it.
Let's see. I put in something for best indie comic. Let's see.
We'll just call it a show right there.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. So once this website, the post is up now, you can go to theclicknation.com and see this post for the live video broadcast, and we'll have the audio file up also if you want to listen to it in audio form. But I'll also go through and create polls for people to vote on for for each category, and then each host will have their nominees for each category, and you can go on and vote, and then we'll take the winners from each category and trim it down, like take my bet, whoever wanted to vote for my best of 2013 and Roddy Cats and Dirts and Agent 70s, and make that into trim that down to a poll, and we'll get to basically our winners of 2013 and
nice. What
to look for in 2014 as well. And also, since I brought up Dirt, make sure to go to his website, popculturenetwork.com, and follow him on Twitter at @PCN_Dirt. And Roddy Cat is @RoddyCat on Twitter, RODDYKAT. And he has the News Nerd. What is it?
I'll do it. News Nerds Need. Yep. That's the handle.
Yeah, News Nerd Need.
No, you got to put that S in. News Nerds Need.
Oh, News Nerds Need.
There you go.
All three letter words have S's at the end of it, make it more easier to remember. So that's his news informational Twitter account.
There you go. He puts out some good stuff.
Yep. So thanks again for listening. And, of course, our episode 50 will commemorate on Thursday at 9 o'clock p.m. And let me get the date down. That's
yeah, 19th, make sure to join us.
Thursday is the 19th. So, yes, we'll be interviewing the writer of Image Comics Reality Check, Glenn Brunswick. So with that, take care. Have a good night and good rest of your week, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Peace. Yes, Dark One! What? Comic Book Chronicles has dopest trace chronic, yo. I'm steady tripping over them pages, some dog and Adam Black. No. Yeah. Graphic or not, this is motherfucking comic book art. The man, Stan Lee, Jack Kirby, Jim Lee. Don't give a as long as them pages are hot. And it's written by Chris Claremont, Jeff Johns, Alan Moore, or Grant Morrison. Just